Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today, and fall is in full bloom here. Great to see the leaves changing and the colors, and it's just a great day to be alive and serving the Lord. Hope you're having a great day as well, and we're moving on now into really the last 7 days of October. Hard to believe, isn't it? And we're excited about what God has done, and we'll move into the last 2 months of 2023. And we'll be saying more about that as we move into closer to November. But today, right now, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45, I want to read a scripture to you that is a scripture verse that Charles Haddon Spurgeon got saved on. Charles Spurgeon was an amazing pastor of the Metropolitan Tabernacle in London, England for many, many years. Pastored, I think, from the age of 15 on. And I mean, would fill an auditorium several times a day, seating 5,000 people. Just an incredible preacher. His sermons are still in print a couple hundred years nearly after he's preached them. And just an amazing, amazing preacher. Man of God that was here on this earth, used mightily of the Lord. And as the scripture would say, he being dead yet speaks. And I'm going to share one of his testimony about this verse, Isaiah 45 and verse number 22. The Bible says, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else." Spurgeon said, "I sometimes think I might have been in darkness and despair until now, had it not been for the goodness of God in sending a snowstorm one Sunday morning while I was going to a certain place of worship. I turned down a side street and came to a little primitive Methodist church. In that chapel, there may have been a dozen or 15 people. I had heard of the primitive Methodist, how they sang so loudly that they made people's heads ache. But that did not matter to me. I wanted to know how I might be saved. The minister did not come that morning. He was snowed up, I guess. At last, a very thin-looking man, a shoemaker, a tailor, or something of that sort, went to the pulpit to preach. Now, it is well that preachers be instructed, but this man was really stupid. He was obliged to stick to his text, for the simple reason that he had little else to say. The text was, 'Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth.' He did not even pronounce the words rightly, but it did not matter. There was, I thought, a glimmer of hope for me in the text. The preacher began thus, 'This is a very simple text indeed. It says, look. Now look and don't take a deal of pain. It ain't lifting your foot or your finger. It is just look.' Well, a man needn't go to college to learn to look. You may be the biggest fool, yet you can look. A man needn't be worth $1,000 a year to look. Anyone can look. Even a child can look. But then the text says, 'Look unto me.' 'Aye,' he said in his broad Essex, 'many of on ye are looking to yourselves. But it's no use looking there. You'll never find any comfort in yourselves. Some say, look to God the Father. No, look to him by and by. Jesus Christ says, look unto me. Some on ye say, we must wait for the Spirit's working. You have no business with that just now. Look to Christ. The text says, look unto me.' Then the good man followed up his text in this way. 'Look unto me. I'm sweating great drops of blood. Look unto me. I'm hanging on the cross. Look unto me. I'm dead and buried. Look unto me, I rise again. Look unto me, I ascend to heaven. Look unto me, I'm sitting at the Father's right hand. Oh, poor sinner, look unto me, look unto me.' When he had managed to spin out about 10 minutes or so, he was at the end of his tether. Then he looked at me under the gallery, And I dare say with so few present, he knew me to be a stranger. And just fixing his eyes on me as if he knew all my heart, he said, "Young man, you look very miserable." Well, I did, but I had not been accustomed to having remarks made from the pulpit on my personal appearance. However, it was a good blow. It struck right home. He continued, "And if you'll always be miserable, miserable in life and miserable in death, if you don't obey my text, but if you'll obey now, this moment, you'll be saved." Then lifting his hands, he shouted as only a primitive Methodist could shout, "Young man, look to Jesus. Look, look, look. You have nothing to do but to look and live." I saw at once the way of salvation. I know not what else he said. I didn't take much notice of it. I was so possessed with that one thought. I'd been waiting to do 50 things. But when I heard that word, look, what a charming word it seemed to me. Oh, I looked until I could almost have looked my eyes away. There and then the cloud was gone. The darkness rolled away. And that moment I saw the sun. And I could have risen that instant and sung with the most enthusiastic of them of the precious blood of Christ and of the simple faith which looks to him alone. Oh, that somebody had told me this before. Trust Christ and you shall be saved. Yet it was no doubt all wisely ordered. And now I can say, ere since by faith I saw the stream, thy flowing wounds supply, redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die. That happy day when I found the Savior, I learned to cling to his dear feet, was a day never to be forgotten by me. The eyes are the main gate which have leading to our minds and our imaginations and our hearts. Just one look can be a powerful and life-changing experience. That was Charles Haddon Spurgeon. You ever consider the power of just one look? Did you know just one look can bring condemnation? It did to Eve in the Garden of Eden. Just one look at the tree that was forbidden. Did you know one look turned Lot's wife into a pillar of salt because she looked back at Sodom? Just one look as Achan looked at the Bible says he saw and he coveted and he took of the spoils in the Battle of Jericho. Just one look is all it took for David. He saw, he lusted, and he sinned. Oh, my friend, the Bible says when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, it brings forth death. Lust, sin, and death. LSD. That's how it happened for so many throughout the Scripture. That's why Job would say, "I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I look upon a maid?" Men, listen to me today, we need to make some covenants. The television, the computer, the magazines, the co-workers, the neighbors, complete strangers. Just one look can bring condemnation. But I got news for you. I have good news for you. Just one look can bring justification. The children of Israel are in the wilderness. They're being judged for their sin. They're griping, they're complaining, they're murmuring. They have no faith. And God sent serpents to bite them and kill them in judgment. You read about it in Numbers chapter 21. But the Lord had Moses fashion a brass serpent on a pole to lift up high. And he said, if the people will look to that serpent, they'll live. And that was a picture of Christ being made sin for us. You say, oh, is that right, preacher? Well, yeah, I didn't make that up. Jesus said that. John chapter 3, when he's speaking, by the way, to Nicodemus about being born again. And in John chapter 3 and verse number 14, Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And he said, if I look to him, I can be saved. He didn't say, look to the pole. He didn't say, look to Moses. He didn't say, look back to the miracle of the Red Sea. They couldn't look at the wrong thing. Only looking to that serpent lifted up on the pole would spare their lives. And listen to me, my friend. Don't you look to a church. Don't you look to the baptistry. Don't you look to your communion. Don't you look to your confirmation. Don't you look to what mama said. Don't you look to what some saint or Mary said. Don't you look to your own morality or your own sincerity or your own goodness. You're looking in the wrong direction unless you look to Jesus. If you from sin are longing to be free, look to the Lamb of God. for he alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God. The Bible says we're to be looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It is recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. One look brought condemnation. Oh, but one look can bring justification, just like it did for Charles Spurgeon. But also one look can bring sanctification. Sanctification in the book of Matthew, chapter 17 of Matthew. Jesus is healing a blind man. And it says in verse number 8, when they had lifted up his eyes, well, he said, arise and be not afraid. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. Oh, this is the Mount of Transfiguration. This is after they saw Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. And of course, they bowed down and closed their eyes, and Jesus said, okay, now get up and open your eyes. They didn't see anybody but Jesus now. They're the inner circle. They're among Jesus' disciples. And they're taken aside into this mountain where they see Christ transfigured before them. And they were never the same after this. Why? They took their eyes off everything except Jesus. He didn't say, look at Moses. He didn't say, look at Elijah. Don't look at the law. Don't look at the prophets. Don't look at each other. No, get your eyes off people and get your eyes on the Lord, who we follow in anyway. Jesus said one look was all it took to find real sanctification. You remember when Peter walked on the water? When he took his eyes off Jesus, he began to sink, didn't he? What's the first thing you look at each morning? Coffee pot? Cell phone? Restroom? What is it? David said, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Make sure you're looking unto Jesus for your sanctification. One day, one look's going to bring glorification. The Bible says in 1 John 3:2, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Oh, the curse will be lifted. The power of temptation and sin will lose its grip. Sickness will be eliminated. Death will be swallowed up in victory. Disappointment, discouragement will all evaporate. All lust and greed and malice and jealousy and heartache will be gone forever. You look at what's happening in our world today, and the nations and the wars and the rumors of wars. Jesus said, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Just one look will bring glorification. Just one look can bring condemnation. Just one look will bring justification. Just one look will bring sanctification. And just one look will bring glorification. Just one look. Hope you have a great Tuesday and continue to serve the Lord. Keep your eyes on Christ throughout the day today, will you? And then we'll look forward to being with you, Lord willing, on our broadcast tomorrow. And I'll talk a little bit tomorrow. Let's talk a little bit about preaching. All right? And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.